Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhouse with Farm Bureau. Earlier this spring, we featured Warren County dairyman Carl Cheney about a robotic milker he was installing. Very simply put, it's a computer-based feeding unit that identifies each cow as she chooses to get in line. Once at the unit, gates in front and behind enclose her. She's fed the appropriate ration and gets milked automatically. When that's complete, the gates come down, ready for the next cow.
At the beginning, there were probably out of 60 cows, there were probably 15 of them that right off the bat said, "This is the greatest thing in the world. We love it. We love to be able to come in here and get grain."
It's all based on cow comfort. They come and go as they please. He noted one kept making repeat visits, but the computer spotted her.
It only milked her the first time, and it fed her the first time. The other time, she just walked through, and when she walks through, then the front gate opens back up. She walks out. The front gate closes. Back gate opens, ready for another cow.
The system is pricey, but Cheney says over time we'll pay, with increased efficiency, the industry estimate 15%.
We figure we'll get a 10% increase, which we were averaging 52 pounds. So we figured we would get a 5.2-pound percent increase. Yesterday, they were averaging 61.7, so it was more like a 17 or 18% increase.
More in a minute. We'll be right back.
When tragedy strikes Kentucky law enforcement officers and their families, you can help by displaying a law enforcement memorial license plate on your car or donating online. Log on to the memorial website at klemf.org today. Proceeds go directly to the families of officers killed in the line of duty and provide college scholarships for their children. Sponsored by the Kentucky Law Enforcement Memorial Foundation and aired in cooperation with the Kentucky Broadcasters Association and this station. Visit and donate at klemf.org today.
During that interview with Carl Cheney, I'd invited our granddaughter Lucy to listen in and learn all about it. I'd told her about the cow lounge, where after milking, they can relax, and where, as Carl explained, they can enjoy the cow-operated grooming brush.
Oh, Miss Lucy, this is fantastic. These cows love to have their hair brushed. And so what we've got is this big brush. It's kind of like a car wash brush. And when they go up to it and they push it, if they move it enough, it will start to spin. And the bristles are about 10 inches long. And the cows will get up underneath it. They'll put their heads underneath it. They'll move their heads from one side to the other. They'll then take a couple of steps to where it's on their shoulders, and they'll just stand there. And it's like they lift their head up going like, "Oh, that feels so good."
Cheney's Dairy Barn is a major regional agritourism attraction near Bowling Green, fun for a family visit anytime. But they plan a major open house September 17, highlighting the robotic milking system. Check it out online. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhouse on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.